You should be warned, the upcoming episode will be full of unfiltered, off-the-cuff discussion. As such, you should consider this your spoiler warning.
Hello, my name is Kyle.
My name is Ryan.
And when our powers combine, we form
Experience Grind
Podcast.
Podcast.
We're not the only podcast. I was hoping you'd fill it in there.
No.
with two completely ignorant, misinformed, and faking it white dudes that talk about shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But we're not the worst.
No.
Sauce?
We're like the third worst, maybe, but not
maybe.
The
we have
worst.
Not won that award yet. But anyways, hi, Ryan. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Kyle. I feel like I've not talked to you in 2 minutes.
I know, man. It's too long, buddy.
It's been a while.
It's going to be hateful, though, because this is our gambling episode.
Oh,
I do enjoy
yes.
these. And thankfully, we don't have to think about it again till the end of this year, because we are hedging our bets on the performance of movies and games in the years 2017. I don't know why I said years.
I know. That's okay.
Because it's only one. I'm blaming Andre there.
The whole year.
The whole year of 2017. We're doing it right now. This is January, what is today, the 13th?
13th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so we'll come back at the end of December. You and I have made separate wagers because neither of us wanted to partake in the wager of the other one. So we have chosen our own
yes.
follies.
Would you like to talk about, for this wager, which again, if you are unfamiliar, we have a whole listing on Facebook. On Facebook.com/experiencegrind.
You can look through
find
it
there.
You're probably too late to play the game.
Most likely you're too
so
late.
So fuck you.
But the rules of the page are still there. So if you don't know what we're talking about, go there. But Kyle, what did you wager you would do if you lost this bet?
I wagered that I would have my armpits waxed on
So is that
camera.
One armpit or two armpits?
Oh, that's plural. That's both.
Oh,
both
man.
Will be waxed. And we will record it, and it will be up for everyone to enjoy on the YouTube.
Jesus Christ.
On our channel, YouTube, find Experience Grind Podcast.
YouTube / X capital GH123FRST.
Money sign 22. Yes. That's the name of our channel on YouTube. But no, that's my wager. But you did not want to partake in this.
Oh, hell no. I read up on this. It sounded bad to me to begin with.
I thought it sounded funny.
But then I researched, what's the worst thing to wax? And they said armpits. Most definitely are the worst. You're going to be itchy and rashy and blotchy for weeks. Fuck that. Nope, I don't want that.
So you proposed your own counter bet, which I would partake in, and I immediately scoffed at.
And then you vetoed my idea, which was I put a cup on the table. And you and sound engineer Andy get to put whatever you want in that cup that is not a poison or bodily fluid.
Yep. Which.
And I will drink it.
I know we would never do, but I like that we have to have a caveat for the audience that we would never put that in there.
Because it's like immediately the first commenter, semen.
Yeah.
Put semen in that shit.
You gotta pee in it.
Yep.
Yeah, you're a real fucking original idiot.
Yeah.
No. But yeah, I did not want to do that because I did not want to throw up.
I don't mind.
And I don't
up.
Like gross things, and I have honestly kind of a weak stomach. I think throw up is funny. I hate throwing up.
Okay.
So not gonna do that.
Yeah.
So I will have my armpits waxed.
Wicked waxed.
Wicked waxed. Ryan will drink the witch's brew.
I like that.
So,
plus I did it so sound engineer Andy can contribute to it.
He's also involved. I've got some ideas already.
Oh, cool.
And I hope you lose this fucking thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Our scores might be very close, or they
Some
might
of
be
them.
Completely off.
I think they're pretty close.
It's going to be one of those numbers games where, like, it's an eked out victory. So
I think it's going to be close regardless, yeah.
In fairness to our listeners, we are not going to list everything coming out. We're just going to hit a couple of highlights. I'll mention some of these. You mention some. We'll give our scores, maybe give a brief what we think. So
yeah, it would not make for a good podcast
no,
to sit
it'd be
here and go
incredibly
through
50 boring.
Different items and say, I think it's going to get this. I think it's going to get this.
And then I think we're going to try to pick our worst of the worst for the next year in anticipation. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. All right. Well, would you like to start with some of the highlights for movies of 2017?
Highlights? I'll go ahead. I think my highest scoring movie from what I'm seeing on my list, I think I maybe have my critical darling is going to be Baby Driver, I think is. No, I'm sorry, Dunkirk. Nope. Jesus Christ, I've maybe made a mess of this list. I somehow have Spider-Man Homecoming and T2 Trainspotting, both scoring a 94.
Oh, man, Spider-Man Homecoming is a 94, huh?
Because it's a big comic book movie and it's Marvel getting Spider-Man back, I think it's going to be huge, and I'm hedging on that bet.
I think it's going to be huge money-wise.
I don't know if it's 94 critical-wise, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at last year, Doctor Strange and Civil War and even Deadpool, I think we're all 90.
Playing also to my anticipation of, since we're just going off critical reception, they have chosen a, what is the word I'm looking for here? I'm trying to think of it. Socially acceptable changing Mary Jane. They've chosen a Mary Jane from the cast of Hamilton, maybe? I don't know. An African-American girl.
Is she so, from the cast of Hamilton?
No, but the Are cast of Hamilton is all black people, too. What? It starts with a D? What is the word I'm looking for here?
Diverse! What the fuck, dude?
It's Andre,
it's
dog.
It's like she came from the cast of Hamilton. That's oh, no. One of those Hamilton cast members moved into our neighborhood.
I'm clutching my pearls right now. No, they have gone the diverse route. And
what the fuck?
Especially critics. Critics love to eat that shit up. So I'm hedging. Yes. I'm hedging on that. So I'm giving it higher points. Going with 94, tying it with T2, which I actually think is going to score probably lower than that.
But I don't think much lower, but I'm thinking high 80s for me.
Those are my highest. And then I also have Baby Driver scoring a 92. I have Dunkirk scoring a 93 because it's a historical reenactment with Christopher Nolan. Both those things critics love to eat up. So that's what I'm going with here.
Okay.
So what about you, buddy?
All right. So I think my highest, is Star Wars Episode 8. I think I have as 94.
I have it at a 92.
That's my highest. After that, I think the only one that's close, I think we got some 90s. Yeah.
I got Kingsman as a 90.
92 I have for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. I think that's going to be the second highest of the year. I think that's going to be a crowd pleaser like the first one.
What do you have that as?
92.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what I have it as.
And
92.
Yeah, that's my second highest.
Yeah.
After that, I got Baby Driver at 90. And Beauty and the Beast at 90. Now, will I like this movie? No. Will I go see this movie? No. Will a lot of people go?
Where the hell is Beauty and the Beast?
It's in here area.
I gave it a 79.
I think it's gonna be higher. I think the Jungle Book scored high. I think the Cinderella scored high. I think this one's gonna score high too.
Again, I might have let my personal bias affect this one too. It could be a lot higher. I have not been impressed with any of the trailers myself though.
Agreed wholeheartedly.
So
I was also not impressed with the trailers to Jungle Book or Cinderella, and like I said, they did very well. They did very, very well critically and commercially.
What? I'm just going to jump around. I'm going to talk about some of these individually. Sure. What do you have 519 Alien Covenant as?
I have it at a 58.
Wow, you went a lot lower than I did.
Yeah, I think it's not going to get good reviews. I think people are going to be tainted after Prometheus. And I think it's going to be very controversial. It's not going to be an outright bad movie because a 58 on Rotten Tomatoes is not like a 58 for a game. A 58 on Rotten Tomatoes is like almost positive. 60, you're certified fresh. So I think it's going to be right beneath that or close enough to it that I feel comfortable like getting like, oh, it's 5 points with it.
I went with an 87 because I think the problem with Prometheus is that people expected an alien movie from Ridley Scott. I think the opposite is going to happen here where he's actually giving an alien movie and people are like, oh, yeah, okay.
That's fair. I think Prometheus's problems run much deeper, and I think a lot of critics did too. But Ridley Scott's one of those directors that bounces between like a really good movie and a really bad movie.
And I just had this thought, though.
It's almost back and forth.
Is this the actual Ridley Scott one?
Yes, this
okay,
is the Ridley
what
Scott
is,
one.
What is the Alien sequel that is done by, what's his face?
David Fincher?
Is it? That's not
is
David
the
Fincher.
Third one. And then Resurrection
but
is...
But there's a new Alien coming out this year, too, that's not Ridley Scott, and it's a continuation. There's the one that is...
Oh, by the guy from Elysium and
yes,
Chappie. His name's not worth remembering because he just... No, Blomkamp.
Yes.
Blomkamp.
He's got another one. But so this is not
that's
that one?
That's a different one, yeah.
Okay.
This is the Ridley Scott one that we saw a trailer to.
I think this will be big.
Ridley Scott's last one was The Martian. He did his good one. Now it's time for Exodus, Gods and Kings, and we're going to be in the middle. Like, that's what he does. He uses up all his creativity. He makes something fantastic. Then he makes The Counselor. Or then he makes Exodus, Gods, and Kings. And this is just his pattern.
We'll see, though. I don't know. This is Ridley Scott with Alien. And he's like, all right, I heard your complaints. It wasn't Alien. Here's your fucking Alien. Let's do it. But, so this, I like this diversity.
Yeah. So it's these choices that are going to make or break the winner. And I could just as easily be wrong, but this one is another one where my bias came in.
Fair
and
enough.
I was unable to. I'll go ahead and point one out.
Yeah, please do.
Dunkirk you put really high.
I did.
I have it at a 77.
You do? Okay.
I think it's going to be Christopher Nolan's lowest rating movie because I don't think Nolan can be seen in that trailer. A lot of what we've seen so far just looks like any run-of-the-mill Academy Award movie and not Christopher Nolan-y. Like, there's nothing more. Maybe they're hiding it. I doubt it. I think it is going to be kind of maybe a good... run-of-the-mill war story, and
okay,
I'm basing it off of I think what's the Mel Gibson one that just came out, Heartbreak Ridge, I think scored like high 70s, low 80s. That's what I think Dunkirk's gonna do.
Is that Mel Gibson or
Mel
Heartbreak the older Ridge. Guy?
Mel Gibson directed it. It's the one with Andrew Garfield where he was a conscientious objector.
I thought that was old dude from Million Dollar Baby, Clint Eastwood.
Nah,
it wasn't him.
Nah,
okay,
Clint Eastwood was busy fucking sucking Sully's wiener. I hate Clint Eastwood. He can die off. I'm sorry if he dies in 2017, his movies are shit.
You're calling
them bad. I don't mean to, I hate his movies.
They're so pandering.
They fucking are.
But
they really are.
Makes him a lot of money.
Make America great again. That's the reason.
He doesn't take risks, which young Clint Eastwood did acting wise. He does not take risks as a director.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I completely agree with this.
Fuck him. He's not on this list.
Fuck you.
What do you have Kong Skull Island at?
I have it at a 77.
Okay. I'm at 88.
See, I originally think I had it higher, and then I erased it and went lower just in case.
Yeah.
My expectations are in the 90s for this movie.
Yeah, I have a lot of high hope.
Me too. It's one of my most anticipated ones, but there is a potential.
Of course.
It scores lower because it's a second-time director who only worked on an indie movie before Kings of Summer, and we saw that in Jurassic World, which I think scored kind of in the middling ranges, and I think we might have a repeat of that. I hope not, and I'm very excited, but I think it might be low.
All right. You pick another one.
Let's talk about... John Wick, Chapter 2.
Yep.
Because this is one of the movies I am most looking forward to this year.
I also have this as an 88.
Oh, that's really close. I have an 82.
Yeah.
So not too far off. And I think that's probably fine. It's not going to be a smart movie, but it's going to be a very, very, very good movie that knows what it is. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I just don't know if we can... do John Wick if a dog doesn't die, though. I think
we'll see.
Has to die to make John Wick magic. So
I don't know.
I'm curious.
I really enjoyed John Wick.
One.
I think it's going to be good. It's not going to have the AAA push that puts things into the mid-90s, but I think it'll be okay. What do you have Baywatch at?
Baywatch I have at a very strategic 69.
Wow, okay, very nice. I have a couple of 69s. Man, I should have done Baywatch at 69.
That's the only reason for that one joke.
I have a
probably
really,
3 points worth
it. Yeah, I have it really low at a 40.
Oh, okay.
A 40.
Well, here's my rationale. Dwayne The Rock Johnson doesn't usually score low. And I think it's going to be this middling Central Intelligence, CIA. That's a Central Intelligence. That's the one with him and Kevin Hart, right? That was middling. It's high 60s. I think it's going to be the same.
I think people
are going to like it. I'm not.
Exactly. I think people are going to like it. I think this movie will do well in the box office. I think critics are going to despise it.
Possibly.
Put it at the 40.
There's a potential. I don't think it's going to happen. But you could have like a 21 Jump Street happen.
You could.
Where you have somebody who really takes it and does something meta and new or fun with that.
But I don't think it's going to be. Is this going for the R? I thought this was PG-13.
It's PG-13.
Exactly.
And that's going to hold it back.
That's also going to hurt it.
I agree.
40. That's what I've got there.
How do you make a Baywatch movie and not have it be rated R?
I don't know.
Like, that's the only reason to make a Baywatch movie.
In current year.
Yeah.
Like, just go for it.
Yeah. We've seen R-rated movies can make money. Yeah. So that's not even an issue anymore.
Anyways. All right. You got another one?
Yeah. I'm curious as to what you think about Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets, the new Luc Besson movie.
Put that at an 81.
High.
Yes.
Okay.
I went very high. Again, I think it's going to scratch them critical balls. I don't know about audience balls.
Ooh.
But,
interesting.
Yeah. What'd you give it?
I put it lower. I have a 64.
Okay.
Because his last movie was Lucy.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we have now. It's like, do I want this to be the Fifth Element too? Yes. Does it look interesting and fucking batshit crazy from the trailers? Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Luc Besson makes coherent movies anymore. So
we'll see. We will see. I
put it low.
I took a risk.
I'm hoping I'm wrong.
You went safe. I went with a risk.
You did. You did.
It could end up biting both of us in the ass and be in the middle, and we both get nothing.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That is true. Kyle, what were your... Actually, you know what? I think we do have to talk because our podcast, Justice League and Wonder Woman. Because
yep.
I think Marvel's a safe bet nowadays. Yep. These two are kind of more up in the air.
I scored them 10 points off as a person who enjoyed Batman vs. Superman. I have Wonder Woman at 79, Justice League at 69.
Okay, so there's your 69.
Yeah, it's all even though we'll have Batfleck again, and I fucking love Batfleck. I don't care.
Yeah, he's the best
part
of
love him. Mm-hmm. So, but that's where I'm going with this. 69, okay. 79.
Wonder Woman, I was close. I was 76.
Okay.
And Bad Justice League, I'm lower. I'm at 58. Again, it's
okay.
Right at that line. Man of Steel was, I think, a 52 or around there, and Batman v Superman was like 20 or possibly lower, and Suicide Squad was even lower. So that I think I'm putting it higher than it might even fall up. That's Zack Snyder is getting corrected. He is getting managed by the studio more, and we have a fun movie, it's that high. If not, you can expect another really low-performing, unfun Batman v Superman movie.
So before I know you want to move on to games, and I'm cool with that, but I want to know, what is your lowest scoring
movie? Yeah, I want to know this. Surprisingly, it's not 50 Shades Darker. It could have been. I got Smurfs The Lost Village at 15.
What did I put that at? God, I have that at 43.
Saw Legacy is my lowest. Saw at Legacy 12? I have it at 12.
I have that at 30.
Oh, so a little bit higher.
Yeah. My lowest is Resident Evil The Final Chapter. I have it 18.
I have it 28, so not much higher, but...
You also have XXX a lot higher than I do.
I think you have it too low. Oh, because the Fast and the Furious movies, man, those get like in the 60s, 70s
now. I also have
now.
The new one at 39. But again, that's probably my own bias.
Yeah, I think so.
In.
I've got the Fate of the Furious at 70. I think it's going to, again, I
one
think
of
it's
us
riding
is eating
that,
shit on that movie.
It's that Paul Walker's dead high that those movies
see,
are going to
ride. See, I think that gave the last one a hit. Nobody cares anymore.
I think they still do.
It's New Year, bro.
Dom is turning his back on his family, Kyle.
Oh, my God. Come back, Dom. We love you.
They fight a submarine with cars.
Dog.
70.
Vin Diesel.
That's a 70.
Vin Diesel is in two of the giant stinking turds, and then also possibly one of the greatest movies of this year.
Yeah.
What
agreed.
The fuck, Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
So, anyways, all right, buddy.
I think we've determined Vin Diesel's involvement has to be minimalized as much as possible for the movie to be good.
Outside of Pitch Black. But that's another thing.
Ah, okay. I like that.
Video games.
Ba-ba-da-da-ba-ba.
There's less, of course, than movies. Mm-hmm. A lot less games come out.
Yes,
so,
and a lot of them haven't been released. I'm hoping, we made this list before all of the Switch announcements,
yes.
So they're not on this list.
They are not,
and
they will not affect score.
I'm hoping we get a lot of reveals at E3 being like, oh, that Sony game is coming out this year. God of War, you're excited? Guess what? Surprise, it's coming
Holiday
out next
2017.
Month. But I don't think it's going to, but I'm hoping we get some of those. Where do we even start with video games, Kyle? What are some of your highest rated ones?
Okay, so my highest ranking one is going to be Zelda Breath of the Wild.
That's your highest?
Yep. Okay. I have that at a 99.
That's my number two at 94.
Okay.
So I still think it's good. My highest is Red Dead Redemption 2. If it comes out, which I think it's going to, because what else has Rockstar been working on in this time? I think they've had enough time. I have it at 96. Red Dead Redemption 2, 96.
Where the hell is it, even is that?
It's right above Scalebound.
Oh, I also have that at 99.
So, oh, okay. So that is high. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So it's also very high. I also think that will be a critical darling.
Yes.
Of course.
Agreed.
Red Dead is one of those games that you will not find anybody that doesn't like. Even critical, even audience, doesn't matter. So
yeah.
Hedge my bets went 99 with that and Zelda, because goddamn that Zelda looks really fucking good after that new Switch trailer.
It looks like
the which we'll get into a little later.
Best Zelda possible.
Jesus Christ, yes.
I'm not even much of a Zelda fan, but I'm like, I kind of want to play this.
Dude, it looks really good.
Yeah.
What's
another high one for me is Mass Effect Andromeda, which I have at 93.
I could
be wrong. What are you at?
I have that at 90.
Okay, that's not too far off.
I think it might do lower than that.
I think it might too.
But I don't know. We'll see.
High biased, and I think these review well. It's a new team, and they have to fix the series after 3, so it could go the opposite way. But
I'm really scared about, after looking over my list again, I gave, for some reason, Marvel v. Capcom Infinite a 95.
Oh my god, that's high.
Yeah.
No way does Capcom make that number anymore, because they release broken, incomplete games.
They do. I'm hedging on the fact that it is Marvel onto it, and the fact that it is a next gen.
Okay.
So I think that might push it. But I don't know. I'm actually very worried about it, but yeah. I'm taking a risk. I like to take a risk.
See, I'm like, I'm the opposite. Like, I have it at an 84.
Okay.
I'm putting it low. It's one of my most anticipated games this year.
Really? Okay.
I am very excited for it, but I think I might also get my feelings hurt and be very disappointed by it.
One I'm very curious about, where did you put Neo?
Neo. So this is the Ninja Theory. Not Ninja Theory. That's the wrong
one.
Tecmo. Yeah, it's Tecmo? The Ninja Gaiden team, right? Ninja Theory is Ninja Team, because Ninja Theory is the Enslaved and the PlayStation ones. Neo.
It's the Dark Souls ripoff set in ancient Japan.
Samurai Dark Souls. I have it at a 74.
Oh, I got it at a 71.
Yep.
So we're very in line on this one.
I think it's not going to score well.
Because of the fact it's a Dark Souls ripoff, I think it's going to piss a lot of critics off.
Yeah, it's too late.
Yep. I totally agree. Dark Souls' ship has sailed.
Yeah. Totally. They cranked out 3 in a Bloodborne at this point. Like, they've done everything you can do with that formula.
And why? They're the best at it. Why would you fucking ape it? There was another game that tried to ape it that came out last, I think it was like Entrapped or Inflamed or something.
I know exactly what you're talking about. But
it was also pretty garbage. I can't think. It's something like that.
Flame is in the title for sure.
Yes.
I can't think of it. But yeah. Yeah, Lords of the Fallen was also another one.
That was similar.
That scored really low, and that's kind of my thinking on Neo.
You can't rip it off. No. Some things you can, but not this.
Agreed. Mr. Kyle, you and I both love this series. Nier Automata, or Automata. What do you think it's going to do critically? Where do you have it?
I got it pretty high, too. I got it at a 92.
I got it at 90. Okay, so we're both going 90s for this.
I feel critically it's got a lot of anticipation. I think Nier was one of those cult things that came on a lot later, and now people are like, oh, this game is really good. And it's now, because of the new one and the fact that it has platinum on it, which doesn't help out some things, Scalebound coughing, looking at you.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do a lot of good things. I think Nier is going to be 92.
I think so, too. I think I've heard a lot of people really excited after that hour-long demo was released.
Really good demo.
Looks fantastic, plays fantastic. And if they can do that for, 40 hours, I think everybody's going to love this game. I think it's going to be hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't.
Platinum combat with real-life RPG aspects. Sign me up.
Now, going on things we like... Metal Gear. But buddy. This.
Buddy.
But this. Konami.
This is my lowest scoring one, and I even was generous. I've got it at 60.
This is my lowest scoring one, and I've got it at a 58. Yeah. I went lower.
Yeah. I got it at 60 because, man, nobody likes Konami.
No.
Nobody does. This game is going to do awful.
There's no goodwill coming
off
this game.
You cannot do Metal Gear without Kojima. You are fucking retarded.
And why the fuck are they even trying to... So this is Metal Gear Survive, which I don't think we said the name. It's like a fucking Left 4 Dead type of game.
Stupid.
In a parallel dimension of Phantom Pain. Who is fucking asking for this game?
Not a single person. No. Konami, you fired Kojima to save money, and then you fucking crap this out?
Well, yeah. You gotta imagine they're reusing a lot of the same assets. Like, it's not gonna be any graphically better.
You're gonna lose
money,
though. You've paid people to develop this game. You're not gonna recoup that cost.
I think they just took a different game and then put skins
they
could on
have.
It
could have
Metal Gear Solid 5, and this is what we get.
Could have. But still, you paid people, and I think it would hurt it more because you slapped Metal Gear on it, because people fucking hate you for that, Konami.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry. Again, listen to me recording a podcast in my friend's basement. People fucking hate you, Konami.
They do. They have no goodwill left.
Not at all. You think Capcom's bad? Bring up Konami.
Well, here's the thing. Capcom's bad, but people keep taking it. And I'm one of those people. Like, I'll buy Capcom games. I think Capcom games are really fun, but they are so fucking bad. They're like, EA gets a bad rap for microtransactions and all this shit. Capcom is so much worse.
Yeah.
But people like it because it's brands they love. And that's
loyalty goes very far in video games. But
what about you? What do you want to talk about here?
I'm curious to hear what you think about Yooka-Laylee.
Oh, Yooka-Laylee.
Yooka-Laylee.
I'm anticipating this because I love 3D platformers. That's why one was on my top five from last year.
This is Rare, not Rare.
Yeah.
The team that broke away from Banjo and made their own game. It's a 3D platformer. I've got it at a 90.
You got it high. I have it at an 82. I have it a little lower because I have concerns. Ha! Surprise! A shocker.
You have concerns. Again, I think Banjo is beloved. I think critics love it. I think this will get a lot on good faith.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do fairly well.
My only thing is if it is the same exact thing that Banjo was, it might not feel evolved or necessary, and that might score it lower,
which is
why I went low.
Fair enough.
And I'll go on record as saying Banjo-Kazooie is a fantastic game. Banjo-Tooie and Donkey Kong 64 are some of the worst games on the 64.
Donkey Kong is awful. I will never play that game again. Yeah. Please don't make me for this show.
They're the worst. No, I would never do that
to
you.
Thank you.
That's horrible.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Why am I collecting 100 red bananas and 100 blue bananas and 100 green bananas and 100 purple bananas?
And why are they spaced
coins
up?
And what?
It's the fact that here's two purple bananas and right next to it is two green ones. But you're going to have to go all the way over here and switch out and then come back if you care.
Yep.
No!
If that shit works its way into Yooka-Laylee, I think we're at
80-70. I don't think they will. I would be hard pressed if they do, because I think they've had so much shit from that. But I have been completely, entirely wrong before. So,
all right,
you pick the next one.
Well, I don't
know. There's a lot less games.
Yeah, there's not a lot of games, and a lot of them kind of I feel are kind of middling, like in the middles. I will ask you, Destiny 2.
Destiny 2, I have an 89.
I have an 89 too, exactly.
Wow. Perfect. Fucking A.
Surprise.
As a giant Destiny fan, I know Destiny was not a huge hit with the critics, but the critics, especially in Destiny, don't fucking matter. It's the people that are logging into Destiny every day that care.
It doesn't have to
and
be
Destiny,
AAA at this point.
You can tell people every day, oh, Destiny's broken. And people that play it have been like, yeah, I don't care. It's fucking fun. I'm logging in. Leave me alone for the next 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's hitting that box for a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people.
Yeah.
Destiny still has a huge player base.
It does.
For the point in its existence that it is, Bungie knows what they're doing. I think they're going to do well with it. I don't know if it will critically be huge, so I've got it at the 89, kind of splitting my hairs. Mm-hmm. So
that's exactly where I'm at.
Okay. My last one is one that I'm kind of anticipating, but I don't know how it'll do. Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yes. I have it at an 88. So same kind of position Destiny 2 is in. I don't know which way it's going to go. That studio, the guys who did Killzone.
I hate all the Killzones. See, I am somehow super excited about this game.
That they're making a jump into open world kind of stuff. And that it's now like, what, 3 years since we've seen it? Like, I think the hype's died.
I think it's only two. I think it's only
now.
Two.
We've seen so much of it, I guess. Yeah. So early on, yeah. Like, and it doesn't feel like they've really evolved anything since then.
I love the concept, though. Out. I've got it at a 90, so only two points off.
It's not far off.
Do you have one more you would like to close out with? I mean, there's a lot less games, so we've kind of gone
there
through
is,
a lot of
yeah.
These.
Not really.
All right, man.
Yeah, no. I mean, Sea of Thieves is another low game for me.
I got that at 79.
I got it at 68. I've got it even lower.
Yeah.
This is Rare Studio exactly. Now by Microsoft, and it's an open world pirate game where there's no fucking point.
I gave it a 79 on the Rare name. I'm going to be completely honest.
Well, I don't think Rare name even means anything anymore.
Not so much, but maybe to critics, I'm hoping. Anyways.
I think this is my second lowest, but.
Well, I think we've got some pretty safe bets. Yeah. I took some risks, which could bite me in the ass. You've taken some risks, which could have the same to you.
Yeah.
I wish you the best. Let's shake on this. We'll see what happens in December, buddy.
Sure, absolutely.
Maybe we'll give a mid-year update, see where we're at. I'd like to do that, maybe. See how we're doing.
Oh, yeah, I'll keep track of this
okay,
every
buddy.
Month.
All sure. Right, buddy. Well, I'm going to give you my sheet since you're the data master.
Ba-ba-da-da.
And, you know, if at this point you've already missed the cutoff date to join the game. And if you have, fuck you, man. We gave you so many goddamn chances. I don't even care. We're going to give you some cool shit. I think at this point, it's all just, we're just going to buy some stuff for the guy that entered. So fuck you, people.
Oh, my wife's entered now.
Okay, good.
And a few other people sent me stuff.
Okay, good. I haven't gotten anything, so I was just going off one. I'm glad more people entered. So
we'll see.
Anyways, fuck you. We gave you a billion chances. I don't know why I handled it so negatively.
You can follow and play for fun if you want, but you're not going to get any prizes because you didn't follow Simple Deadline.
That's right, dummies. Anyways, on that note, we love you. Thanks for listening.
And eat a dick.
Yeah, eat a dick.
Eat a dick.
Bye, guys. Grind out. Also, on a quick, you know, I say grind out a lot. You know what? I just realized where that comes from. That's fucking Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest out?
Yo, my God, yes. What the fuck? I co-opted that shit. Anyways, grind out!
Hi, this is Ryan, and if you liked what you just saw or listened to, please check us out at experiencegrind.com. Find us on facebook.com/experiencegrind, at Twitter, over at twitter.com/expgrindpodcast, where Kyle's tweeting out a lot of stuff all the time. And then you can always find us, our podcast, on iTunes, Stitcher, Twitch, or even on YouTube. Find us, just search Experience Grind Podcast. We don't have a channel yet. Stuff super easy to find. But please subscribe. We'll get there to you, make it even easier. And as always, if you like what you saw, we cover mini games and episodes every week. There's sure to be something you love. And as always, grind out.